Welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, helping you invest in property for freedom, choice, and profit. You'll learn new, innovative, and multiple streams of property income, whether you want to start, scale, or systemize, and even if you don't have deposits.
Hi, Kevin McDonald here, and welcome to the Progressive Property Podcast, and this week's episode of property news from around the UK and within the community. So let's get straight into it from news around the UK. So number one is a warning over cowboy builders exploiting the Green Homes Grant. Landlords thinking about taking advantage of the government's new Green Home Grant are being warned of a surge in cowboy building works. Sheffield-based SSB Law, a dispute resolution firm specialising in professional negligence, have seen an influx in breach of contract and negligence claims as a result of a previous government scheme, and now believes the short six-month timeframe under the new Green Home Grant could lead to some tradesmen cashing in, as 6 months is just not long enough. It's putting building firms under pressure, it's putting landlords under pressure, so that will mean the likelihood of substandard work by builders trying to get things done too quickly. And also cowboy builders jumping in to try and take advantage of the opportunity for the government grant. So many people maybe listening in didn't know about this Green Home Grant. So what exactly is it? Well, under the government's new Green Homes Grant, which launched last month, landlords and owner-occupiers in England can apply for grants of up to £10,000 to make their homes more energy efficient, including the fitting of cavity wall or loft installation, solar thermal panels, or double or triple glazing. This is a £2 billion scheme to support more than 600,000 homes before it closes on the 31st of March. If you weren't aware of it, get in, look at the opportunity and see what can be done on your properties. And also, though, be careful and make sure that the firm that's carrying out the work is reputable. For anyone in the Havering area, you may need to know that the Havering Council has agreed to an extension in its landlord licensing scheme. It currently covers 12 wards and will be rolled out to a further 6. Cranham, Emerson Park, Hacton, Highlands, St Andrews and Upminster. Councillors have also agreed to an introduction of a selective licensing scheme to cover single family properties in Romford Town and Brooklands wards only. A consultation on this was held in September last year to get views on the extension and selective licensing. It will come into force on January 25th next year. Now, next year is 2021 and will operate for 5 years. And finally, from news around the UK, the tenant had stabbed his landlord and his flatmate to death and then kept his body secret for 6 weeks as he spent the victim's money on alcohol. It was only when he ran out of money that he went to the police and reported the crime. However, he didn't say he committed the crime. What he said was that the landlord had died, but he was not responsible. The tenant was found guilty this week of murder following a trial at Coventry Crown Court and was jailed for life for a minimum term of 18 years. Now, this is a really important message, to be honest, for landlords in the UK, because as a landlord, we do take risks. Visiting properties can be risky. I always say to my staff, if they're ever going to a property, and my students, by the way, if you're ever going to a property, you make sure that somebody knows where you're going, and ideally you bring somebody else with you. So two people are going there together. One person sits in the car outside, the other person enters the property, so that you're keeping yourself safe. Other things you could do is wear body cameras, so you know that the tenant knows that you're recording them. That is certainly something that you should be doing in case you get into a conflict, because not every tenant's going to try and murder you, right? Let's hope that never happens again. But there is tenants that will potentially threaten you, tenants that could potentially pretend that you beat them. So you can protect yourself with body cameras. You can protect yourself by making sure that other people know where you are at all times. Obviously, this is worst case scenario, but as part of Progressive, what we make sure that we teach people is not just how to make money from property, but also how to protect yourself from losing money and protect yourself in other ways as well. Because property investing, we talk about the risks and the rewards, but quite often it's the property management as well, risks and rewards. Now, Ideally, you want to give your properties to a letting agency to manage so that you are an investor and not a landlord. But I know many of our listeners are landlords. You do manage your own properties. So you need to make sure that you're keeping yourself safe out there. So with news a little bit closer to home within the Progressive Property Facebook community, if you're not a member of the Facebook community at the moment, make sure you head over to Facebook, type in Progressive Property Community, click join, and you'll be joined by over 33,000 other property investors who can help you on your property journey. A story this week, Mark Harrington. Mark was heading off to do a viewing, and he's got a picture shared in the community of a really strange layout of a toilet. You've got the toilet and a sink directly above it. So where the cistern would be, you've actually got a sink. Very, very strange layout. Definitely worth heading over to the community and having a look at that. That led, though, to loads of people sharing comments. So Roger Clark Major also had a viewing on a very similar layout property. Again, showing a picture of a sink above the toilet. To be honest, I've been in a lot of properties. It's the first time I've seen that. I guess if you did sit on the toilet the wrong way round, you could wash your hands while you're doing the deed. In another post in the community this week, Roy Durick shared an amazing transformation of an old shed into a beautiful residential property. And he's written here how he loves adding a bit of TLC to old buildings, especially cow sheds, and asked people's opinions and what they thought. Well, Roy, it looks like you've done an absolutely awesome, awesome job. It looks amazing. The transformation is amazing. Samantha Broderick says, looks fab. Tammy Findelstein saying, love it. We'll make a nice home. Interesting choice with the kitchen units too. Simply Beautiful from Philip Beckley. Lots and lots of great comments coming through for Roy within the community. Andy Smith saying, stunning. I like the colour in the kitchen and the balcony. Roy, you've done an amazing job. Looks absolutely awesome. So that's it for this week's property news update. Remember the Progressive Property Podcast. It's on iTunes and Stitcher. Make sure you're subscribed. Also, head over to the Progressive Property community, click join, and share in the learnings and share what you are doing with the other members of the community. We're also on YouTube, so make sure you go over to YouTube and subscribe to the Progressive Property YouTube channel. Lots of new videos up there every single week. I put one up recently of a tour of my investment area, showing you the types of property I'm buying right now. So head over to YouTube as well and have a look at that. You've been listening to the Progressive Property Podcast. I've been Kevin McDonald. You've been amazing.